Arizona's news station. KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
I know that experts, meteorologists, etc., say that the weather in Arizona isn't fundamentally different than it used to be, and I'm calling shenanigans.
You're calling shenanigans?
Calling shenanigans because it just feels like our weather is more intense than it has been.
What do you mean by that? Why?
Like last night's storm. I mean, this wasn't your normal monsoon. It rains for a little bit. I mean, this was some serious wind, and it's the second time in a week where, you know, many of you probably woke up or driving around, and maybe you lost a tree in your front yard or your backyard. Or there's last night I saw trees down on streets, and you know, police having to block traffic and all this. I just don't remember that being a normal part of living in Arizona, that you had to go and, you know, good luck if you have any trees in your yard. By September, you won't have any.
Yeah, our HOA actually went through, and a couple months ago, they cut down a ton of trees.
They cut them down
because there was so much storm damage, and they were afraid that some of these bigger trees, that roots were kind of coming up, that they wanted to take them down before they created damage. So they were trying to be proactive in that sense.
Fall on a house.
I mean, like, are people ever going to be happy? Because it was just seemed like a couple of years ago, people were complaining that the storms never hit Phoenix, that they're always just kind of on the outside perimeter of the valley, and seem to come in. Which way is it, though?
I don't know. I just think it feels different.
It's one of those things where, is it unusual to have this many storms in such a short period of time? It seems to be. Yeah, you can make an argument for that.
Thank you.
Especially since you, for years, have had a bubble over your home.
Never
and no storm ever hit your house.
Never used to rain.
And wait, Bruce, there's more.
Very similar setup to what we had yesterday. So we could, again, have a line of storms come into the Phoenix metro and cause some damaging winds and maybe even some flooding area.
Yeah, there were damaging winds. I lost a couple of limbs at my house last night. This is on top of the couple of limbs I lost last week.
And right.
Yet again, you hear the KTAR news team telling you about power outages, thousands lost power, APS lost a couple of lines.
We lost about 20 power poles, both steel and wood power poles, and those are both transmission and distribution lines that were lost.
Okay, so we hear all of those kinds of things almost every year. Unfortunately, probably not to the frequency we are this year.
No.
But there's something else that happened last night that, to be honest, I'm glad, very thankful we don't hear more of. We have two teens in El Mirage that were hit by lightning.
Both kids were transported immediately to Phoenix Children's Hospital, and one was in pretty critical condition. The other one was alert and talking.
Yeah, out there at about 121st Ave, again, way out in the West Valley, two boys at a park hit by lightning. The initial reports were one of them was not breathing, was unresponsive. We had passerbys, and then you would have had the fire department, El Mirage Fire, performing CPR. They were taken by helicopter to Phoenix Children's. Both of the boys are in stable condition now and are expected to recover.
Incredible.
Which is a great story in and of itself, because that can turn, I mean, lightning is deadly. There's no two ways around it. Now, you are surprised at the number of people who get hit by lightning, because being a person who has been hit by lightning, I'm not surprised by it.
Okay, well, there's a lot to unpack with that. Yeah, I'm like, what are the chances of you being hit by lightning? I mean, because everybody's like, oh, well, yeah, it's about as good as you're getting hit by lightning. And then, come to find out, I'm surrounded by people who've been hit by lightning.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been hit by lightning.
Yeah, I was hit by lightning. I was 12, 13 years old, somewhere in that
range. There's so many jokes in this right now, but continue.
San Carlos Lake.
Where is that?
Eastern Central Arizona.
Okay.
Fishing.
Again, how old? I'm sorry?
12, 13.
Okay.
Fishing with Dad. Me and the
fishing
maggot,
with Dad.
Me and the maggot, the brothers with me.
During a storm.
Well, yeah, we were with a group of people. And if I remember correctly, my brother and I were the only kids there.
Okay.
And so it's a bunch of other dads.
Yeah, sure.
And guys.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the way I remember it is my dad and the other guys who were with us were playing cards and drinking inside the motor, an RV that one of them had brought.
As dads do.
And it was a thunderstorm. And to get us out of the RV, because we were probably bouncing off the walls.
A little annoying.
We were told, you know, the fish bite better in a storm.
They sent you to go fishing.
Because it clouds the water and the fish will bite on your lures. So we
No, but there's an argument. Okay, first off, from Pittsburgh, there's an argument for that.
That sounded reasonable to me as a 13-year-old.
There's definitely an argument for that. So, not though when there's like a thunderstorm and lightning.
Yeah, that was irrelevant. So we had a bass boat, an aluminum bass boat.
Oh, good night.
And so it was tied to like a tree.
Yep.
But because my brother and I weren't very good at casting,
we
climbed out on the end of the boat at the farthest part into the water so we could cast into the deeper water.
Boy, yeah, that sounds like a brilliant idea.
And then the lightning hit.
Gosh.
And so we weren't out there very long, and lightning actually hit. It hit a metal garbage, like a 55-gallon drum.
Yeah.
That the boat was tied to. So imagine there's a, you know, we tied the boat to it. And so that's about how far we were from where the lightning hit the top of that metal garbage can. And when lightning hits something like that, it splinters. And so the little fingerlings go in every direction. I got hit in the back of behind my left ear, and it went out the bottom of my foot.
Did your brother get hit?
Yes, the maggot got hit as well. I don't remember where. And what I remember the do you have fillings in your mouth? Do you have a metal fillings? When you put tinfoil in your mouth? Have you ever done that? You put tinfoil in your mouth and you get like this metallic taste.
Zing,
like,
zing, zing.
And I remember that. I do remember the hair standing up. And then lights out. A big bang, a pop. And I wake up, I didn't know what happened, but I was lying on the boat with my little maggot brother. The two of us were lying. We didn't fall in the water. It knocked us into the boat. And
thank goodness.
I was crying. I'll admit it. I was 12, 13. I was crying because it hurt. And my brother and I are crying. And the first thing I remember is my dad running outside in the rain. You're fine. You guys are okay. Get up. You're okay.
Are you serious?
Don't tell your mother. Don't tell your mother. You're fine. Come on. You can come back inside. Let's go. Everyone's fine. Don't tell your mother.
That's rub some dirt on it. Dad's solution was rub some dirt.
We walked it off.
So wait. I got to back up a second.
No, serious.
Mom knows now.
Oh, yeah.
When did mom find out?
Just a couple of years ago.
We
were at a Thanksgiving dinner. My father passed away over 10 years
you
ago.
You guys were able to keep
and
it
we're
a secret?
And we're at a Thanksgiving dinner. Well, I didn't know it was a secret. And so I assumed at some point dad had told her. So we didn't tell mom because that would have meant we couldn't go fishing anymore. So we were at like a Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner. And somehow the hit by lightning came up.
Somehow.
And my brother and I kind of looked at each other and go, yeah, like when we got hit by lightning. And my mother said, what? And we're like, you didn't know? And we told her the story. And she was angry. She was angry.
Of course she was. She's your mother.
30 years later, she was mad at both of us for not narking dad out and telling her we got hit by lightning while fishing at San Carlos Lake.
I couldn't even imagine.
She might still be angry.
What was going through her head at that moment?
Possibility that she's still mad.
You think?
Possibly.
And your dad told you to rub some dirt on it, lack of a better term.
We wouldn't be able to go fishing again if mom knew we'd been hit by lightning.
It's your fault that you got hit by lightning in a boat because I wanted to drink with my buddies and play cards.
Pretty much.
You tell mom, you're not going fishing
again. Never going fishing
again. It's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hashtag winning, right?
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't remember catching any fish, surprisingly enough. I don't have a great recollection of a large fish haul at that time, but I do remember how much it hurt being hit by lightning like that and surviving it. Again, like thankfully these two boys that survived it, but it's dangerous and it can stop your heart. And thankfully there were people there that knew CPR. What I take from that story of the two boys is make sure that you know CPR. Take your training. Know CPR. You could fundamentally, literally save a life as somebody did. Restarting the heart of one of those little boys last night when they were hit by lightning. The Academy Awards are making a change, and some people are outraged. Outraged, I tell you.
Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
The biggest movie of 2018 so far, is Black Panther. The comic superhero film set in Wakanda. It's a really good movie. I liked it a lot. I thought it was an outstanding superhero film. Good action movie. It's made like $700 million.
Good night.
Avengers is in second place, another superhero film. But I haven't heard many serious people discuss that Black Panther is going to win the Best Picture Oscar or Best Actor, Best Director. That movies like that don't win Academy Awards because Academy Awards celebrate, I'll use the term, some uniqueness of art in there, and that these movies, while they can be very good, aren't necessarily unique. Well, the Academy Awards want to change that.
Yes, apparently they're now worried about popularity, and so they're going to have a popularity contest. I mean, a popularity award.
In an attempt to win back viewers, the Oscars announced Wednesday a new category aimed at getting more popular movies in the mix. Think Star Wars and Marvel. And that's not sitting well with some. Actor Rob Lowe tweeted that a popular film Oscar signified the death of the film business. TV writer Jess Dweck equates the popular film Oscar to giving out a Nobel Prize for hottest abs. And many wondered, what's next? An Oscar for best trailer? Best post-credit scene? The new popcorn Oscar, as it's already being called, will be given out for the first time next year.
I think it cheapens the award. I mean, the Nobel Prize joke is in there, but it cheapens the awards if you're going to basically make the argument that popularity equates good. If that is the argument, then McDonald's is the greatest restaurant on the planet.
I don't know. Like, for me, so what? I don't watch the Oscars.
Starbucks is the best coffee in the world.
I don't watch the Oscars. It's a bunch of Hollywood elites giving other Hollywood elites awards. Now, that being said, I can concede that when you tell me Denzel Washington, was it Denzel? No.
Which one?
Did he win an Oscar? Was he the?
I don't believe Denzel
won. Wrong. I thought he had like a best supporting. Okay, let's go.
He might have.
Give me another bigger Michael Douglas. I don't know. It's like some other actor wins an Academy Award. It puts it up on a pedestal. Okay?
It kicks them up. An Academy Award winner.
Absolutely.
They advertise it starring Academy Award winner. Insert name here.
I admit that when you hear somebody's won an Oscar or a film is Academy Award winning or is in running for Best Picture, there is some gravitas that surrounds that.
Yeah, like and winning a Nobel Prize.
If you told me that, Black Panther, the Academy Award winning Black Panther, I'd be like, that just doesn't seem to fit. Hmm. I get that you know, one of these things is not like the other. I get that.
Yeah.
But the outrage, this.
I just think
people just getting like, I can't believe that they would do this. It's like, okay, quit looking down your nose at everybody else.
No, but the argument is that if the Oscars want to be popular, because we've had this discussion. How many of the Best Picture nominees did you see last year? Most people say none. I didn't see any of them.
The only time I ever see them is when you tell me to go see them.
You never see any of them.
And then I'm usually disappointed.
And so the Oscars would rather have this year's Oscar Award ceremony be about the Avengers and Black Panther than be about the documentary on Mr. Rogers or the movie Eighth Grade.
So whose fault is that, though?
Well, that's my point.
Is that the Academy's fault, or is that our fault? You know, is the Academy trying to get the average Joe involved in the Oscars celebration, or are they content with the person who loves the Mr. Rogers documentary? Because if that's what they want to be, that's who they currently are.
Right.
So this is about money. It's about getting the average Joe involved so that they watch the commercials and there's revenue and so on and so forth.
And the TV ratings and stays on TV. My argument is they already have awards shows that do that. The People's Choice Award, MTV Movie Awards, the Kids' Choice Awards. If you want to give out best abs, you can do that. If you want to give out an award to the movie that sells the most movie tickets, you can do that. That doesn't necessarily mean it's great. It doesn't necessarily mean that it deserves to be honored like that. It is honored in the sense of they sold $700 million in tickets. Be happy with that. You're not going to win Best Actor and you're not going to win Best Picture.
Yeah, if $700 million
that can't soothe your pain,
isn't award enough? then no popcorn or Oscar is going to make it any better for you.
You'll win Best Kiss.
It'll never
best
be enough.
On-camera kiss so that Twilight could win more awards.
The fact that you even know that.
I don't know why I know that.
What does that say about you?
Well, I don't know if they actually won, but that's...
What does that say about you?
Twilight is what I would think of as a bad movie that would win an award like that.
And just so you know, Denzel Washington has won Best Actor 2002 Training Day.
Ooh, that was a good one. It was Training Day. Okay. Academy Award winner. Oscar winner, Denzel Washington. Is it tougher to be a female candidate running for office than a male candidate? Story out of Gilbert says, there's a decent argument behind it. We'll talk about that. It's coming up next on Arizona's News Station.
Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
Is it harder being a woman running for political office than it is a man? You could certainly make arguments for a variety of reasons, but there is something going on specifically out in Gilbert, Pamela's backyard, that drives home the point that female candidates, or in this case at least one female candidate, is receiving, what do you want to call them, attack ads, criticism, that I don't know if I've ever seen a man receive.
Yes. So, yeah, you're going out to my neck of the woods there in Gilbert, and that is where you meet Amy Rigler. Now, Amy is a 29-year-old woman who is running for office for the first time in the town council there. And she has faced a lot of, I would call them, personal attacks. If you want to take somebody to task for their policy, for their ideology, for what they are going to do or what they are not going to do for your community, your state, great. That's what we're supposed to do with our politicians and our elected individuals. But to personally attack somebody for their hair, for their looks, for their age.
Oh, I got one better for you.
For their what?
Relationships.
What do you mean?
We posted the picture, the Facebook post. It's up on Twitter. I know that's a lot to go through, but go to the Bruce and James Pamela. Go to Bruce and Pamela, and you'll see a group called Gilbert Republicans took Amy Rigler's campaign picture.
Her poster picture, yeah.
And superimposed the red letter A on her jacket.
Oh, with the scarlet letter.
Ever read the scarlet letter?
Yeah.
Here's what they wrote. Uh-oh. The definition of a scarlet letter is an identifying mark or brand placed on someone who has committed adultery. Is this who you want representing the town of Gilbert? Don't vote for Amy Rigler. Hashtags. They have a bunch of mistress, homewrecker, not family friendly, hashtag life in Gilbert, downtown Gilbert, crony capitalist, etc. They're accusing her, apparently, of being an adulterer with the scarlet letter A on a post. That seems a bit much, and I can't think of a man who's been accused of being a homewrecker or having an affair. I don't know if it's true or not, and I think that's irrelevant, actually. How is that relevant to her? I don't get it.
She has posted a video. It's now been viewed thousands of times about what she's been going through. She's reached a bit of a tipping point when she put together this video. Here's a little bit of it.
The truth is, running for this town election has been very hard, especially as a young female. It would seem there are specially sharpened daggers reserved just for us. I want to remind people that when I put myself in the public eye, it comes with an additional level of safety risk and concerns. 10 years ago, I had a stalker and was forced to get an injunction against harassment against the man to protect myself and my family. With my name out in public now, this man has resurfaced once again. Or how about this? The numerous messages that I get on social media claiming that I can earn a man's vote if I go on a date with him. That's pretty demeaning. Or this, comments like, "You're too cute. You should stay at home and have babies."
Yeah, I don't think a guy has ever heard, "You're too cute.
You're too handsome. You should stay home and have babies," as opposed to run for office. So the criticisms are, and some of them are stupid criticisms. I can acknowledge that. But they're stupid criticism, and they're and different ones made towards men. Getting away from the superfluous stuff, it does appear, at least in her case, and I'm sure we could find many more instances, that female candidates are subject to a different level of scrutiny, a different kind of scrutiny.
Different
more
kind.
More than just, I disagree with you on policy, or I disagree with a previous vote that you
sure.
had.
Which you should be able to have those debates.
I think
debates
you're a homewrecker, is an example.
Adulterer. You're going to wear the scarlet letter A. It's ridiculous. And as she says in her video, this higher level of personal scrutiny that she has been encountering and she believes other women have encountered is one reason why a lot of women don't run.
I'm a single young female. As a society, we claim we want to see more of us involved, stepping out and stepping up. I completely understand why other young women just wouldn't risk it.
Yeah, and you know,
why would anyone subject themselves to this
to
kind
this.
Of basically
to this.
Harassment?
And I get it. I honestly do. When you look at the percentage of women in, you know, the House of Representatives and Congress, it's low. The number of women who
as a percentage of the population.
The number of women who are mayors of cities or communities, it's low. What we find statistically, though, is when a woman runs, she has as good of an opportunity to win that position as the guy counterpart.
Sure.
What we find out is so many women don't even put themselves in the running for the position because they don't want to be subjected to this. This is nothing new. This is something that women have been going through for a very long time. And I can already hear people yelling at the radio, quit crying, quit whining. You don't want to use your gender as an issue. No, it is an issue. Because everybody seems to make it one time and time and time again. I'm encouraged by the amount of women who have stepped forward in this new election cycle that's coming up in November and are running. We see a disproportionate amount of women who have decided to run. I think probably some of that is because of who we have in the White House and how he has talked about and treated women that have encouraged them. I think locally, one of the reasons why we have more women who are engaged in the political arena right now is because of education. And we have a lot of teachers, which is predominantly a female industry, that have decided to get involved in politics. And I think that that's wonderful. But this isn't going away anytime soon. And I think it's important to point out that female political candidates get attacked personally. Male political candidates get attacked via policy.
Yeah, and using this as an example, just this one Facebook page that attacked her, it attacks other
candidates.
I'm not going to be able to pronounce this guy's last name. Justin, I'm going to say Svenkara. They attack him. He's running on a public safety platform. Why don't public safety associations endorse him? Okay.
Great.
That's
fair.
Okay.
Good question.
Okay, fine.
Policy.
But ever read the scarlet letter A and
personal.
Accusing someone of being a homewrecker?
Personal.
What does that have to do with them? I agree. I think that's out of bounds. And I also think that it is unreasonable and it is an attack that a man would not suffer. You wouldn't hear that same level or you wouldn't get that same criticism. Takes two to tango. Somebody cheats.
And while I agree with what she's saying, and I think that this is an important conversation that we're having right now. While we don't have a lot of women who run, more so in this election than probably we've seen in years past, but when you look at the scrutiny that any candidate, male or female, is going through, and I'm not talking about the policy, but the social media, if you say the slightest word wrong and have a tiny bit of a gaffe, that becomes the story. Makes you wonder why anybody, whatever, want to put themselves through that and run for office. And frankly, I think that might be one of the reasons why we ended up with the two yahoos we had to choose from for the last presidential election.
Yeah, there is a certain measure of,
Who in their right mind would
their right mind would do that? Yes, and then you get back to a bunch of people that aren't in their right mind, amazingly enough. Again, we have that post up there, which I think is too far. I think it just flat goes too far and is out of bounds, even for politics. And I think it's uniquely a way that you attack a female candidate that you wouldn't attack a male candidate. It's up at Bruce and Pamela. I retweeted it, too, at Bruce St. James, so you can see it. Make up your own mind on it, right? Might be one of the reasons why you think we're going to hell in a handbasket. Hey, the kind of candidates we have to choose from might be a reason alone. Well, guess what? Pamela says she can restore your faith in humanity.
KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
I don't know if any of you have ever taken the drive, like, to Denver. From Phoenix, you kind of go over to Albuquerque.
Yeah, I've taken the drive.
And then you head north.
It's a long drive.
On the 25. And once you get out of, like, Santa Fe, there is nothing till you get to Denver. It is absolute. I mean, I had trouble finding a gas station once. You know, I was going to run out of gas in the middle of nowhere. Well, just west of the 25 freeway into Mexico, right when you get about to the Colorado border, is where there was a, it's described as a compound by law enforcement, a compound that we now find was not only up to horrible things when it came to the treatment of children, but possibly terrorist things. We are finding now that this compound, and I'd heard the story, and there were these kids, and it's horrible. The squalid living conditions, concern about them. But the new information is that the adults, one of them specifically, was training the children using things like a shooting range at this compound to train children for school shootings. What? And the guy, there's always a guy.
Always a guy.
The guy, and don't make me try to say his name because I will butcher it. It's an Arabic name, Wahaj. His father is a prominent Muslim leader in Brooklyn who was called an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing.
Lot of different layers to this story. You've got the 11 kids on this compound that look like they were refugees. Like you said, they were potentially
horrible
being
living
trained
conditions
to be school shooters. I mean,
that's what one of the kids is
alleging. Yeah.
That got away said this is what we would
You say
being
got away.
Trained.
When they got in there and they raided the shanty compound out there in the middle of New Mexico, those 11 kids were taken into custody and they've now been put into foster care. And it was one of the foster care parents who alerted authorities to what this child was saying as to what was going on in the compound. We know that there was a shooting range that was constructed on the property. And that's what this child is telling authorities they were being trained to do. Now, the sheriff there is saying that these were extreme. These individuals, the adults, had extreme Muslim beliefs and didn't elaborate upon that because it says it's all part of the investigation, which I get. But there are a lot more questions than answers about what's going on there.
And we have an update, I guess a sad update. They found the remains of a child on this compound. And we're hearing from family members now that the child, that the body found was the son of this guy who had been kidnapped 9 months earlier in Georgia from the son's mother. And so we're hearing as this story continues to evolve. But the idea that there's some sort of I mean, I don't think it's an exaggeration, a children's terrorist training camp in New Mexico, United States. It's a horrible story, and it might be one of the exact reasons why you need to have your faith in humanity restored. Pamela's on it right now.
Yeah, and to restore your faith in humanity, we're going to go to the beach. What an amazing story we've got going on here. You've got two people who are getting married on the beach, right? You got Zach and Cindy. They're having a beautiful beach wedding when they hear a woman screaming. She points out that her 18-year-old son is struggling in the water. The wife turns to the husband, now bride and groom. Bride says, you got to go save the boy. That's because the groom is with the Coast Guard. He's a petty officer. And he goes, well, you know what? You have to listen to your wife or you're in trouble. The groom managed to slip off his shirt, was going to remove his pants, but the wife said, no, you got to get out there now. You got to act now because this kid is drifting further and further from the shore. Rescuers were already helping to pull someone else from the water when the groom dived in, still wearing his pants, and the groom wading into the surf in her wedding dress. Teenager pulled from the shore on a boogie board because of the strong current that they had going on there. When the groom reached the teenager, propped him up on that boogie board, kept his head above the water. The two made their way towards the shore, and everyone was saved.
Wow. Wow. Could have ended very differently. Outstanding story. Pamela, restoring your faith in humanity. Hey, thank you very much for spending time with us today. We certainly appreciate it. A lot of the things we talk about on the show, we put up on Twitter as well. So you can kind of follow along in the Twitter feed, see links not only to stories, but also links to our podcast as well. You can listen back to some of it at Bruce and Pamela. Check that out when you get a chance. All right. Hey, we look through the double pane bulletproof glass at DJ Tommy Two Tone. We also have super producer Stevie Z, and Bob McClay continues to deliver the news, the traffic, the weather, the information, everything you need to know.